It says in our passage in Matthew 2:2, we have come to worship him. This Jesus of Christmas is someone worthy of worship. I don't just mean a religious genuflex or bowed head in prayer. The whole thrust of Jesus' message was, follow me. Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We who know the real meaning of Christmas are worshippers of God. Jesus said to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, the hour now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God seeks your worship. God requires your worship. And it isn't just a church service. It is a lifestyle. It is a way of life. I used to worship what I wanted. That's what I lived for. What do I want out of life? What do I want to get? What do I want? How do I want to be treated? What's it all about? Me, ask any of us Americans, what is life all about? Make me happy. That's our unanimous cry. Excuse me. King, star, Jews, worship. That's what life's all about. God seeks your worship, as I said. He requires your worship. And what is worship? To kiss God. Essentially, that's what the word worship means, to kiss. He wants your life to show off your affection for him. Isn't that marvelous? He wants your life to show forth your affection for him. And this is a 24/7 commitment to living for the Christ of Christmas, which climaxes with a grand display of affection towards God on Sunday in the assembly. On this occasion, Jesus also said this to the woman at the well, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth, in verse 24 of John. We are worshippers of God, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our lives are all about. And you know, we aren't perfect at it. We aren't perfect at it yet. But you know, our devotion is real. And our devotion is permanent. And we are all learning how to worship God more and more. We have a lover in our lives. His name is Jesus. Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. That's the message of Christmas.